Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Gloucester Writer Center. I'm very excited for tonight. Excited to hear Derek Fenner again and Micah Ballard for the first time. Derek Fenner. He likes good bourbon, horse racing, art, baseball, all the things I like, so his poetry is pretty good.
I'm excited because Bootstrap, I've only been gone 4 years in August from this wonderful state. I'm excited that Bootstrap gets to launch two books here in Gloucester rather than in my hometown of Oakland now and Micah's hometown of San Francisco. We decided that we wanted them to start in the east and then head west. So we're here to launch two books tonight, which we have copies of. If anyone would like a copy, feel free to take one. And if you feel so moved to leave a donation to the Writer Center, that would be fantastic. I'm going to read from Hermeticities and Others, which is my new book. It's part of a letterpress editions that we started when I moved out to Oakland. We started the editions about 3 years ago. This is the third in these small editions, so only about 225 are printed. With a poet, Nick Whittington, in Santa Cruz, we actually use William Everson's type down in Santa Cruz and his presses to print these. And then we have a party where everyone gathers and hand sews them, kids, family, etc., all together, sewing the books. So I will be reading from this book for a little bit. Hermeticities, Philadelphia. The great artist of tomorrow will go underground, and our crown prince says it's a good gig if you don't like leaving the house. But I'd rather be drinking Hotback Summer Lightning with that bartendress after Manet, while considering the false limits of humanity after one too many as our lives hinge on crusty earth and burning coal. Shame on you, Robert Murray. You let the world come down in Utah, 73 years after Breton kicked off the end of the reign of logic. And it's not a cave if you can get out the other side. Man, your ship wrecked in the pursuit of the clink of China and a flat-screen TV, but I'm in Philadelphia at the kickstart of the playoffs. There's a heated mayoral race. Forget the car, take the train. But what truly unties the city is that we are all forced to speak English while we order our cheesesteaks at Gino's. Look out, brotherly love. Parents just don't understand. But I think Michael Nutter will only get you halfway there with $10,000 to the first company that hires an ex-con. But look out, he'll still stop and frisk you. And just like that, there are bars on my mind. Because I've left Eastern State Penitentiary, where I spent long minutes looking into small rooms. Much like yesterday's viewing of Etant Donnée, which in English is given, from Man Ray's Minotaur, or the Secret Society of Black Dahlia. And I'm aware that I'm without grace today, and clocking my memory while wondering if the world knows that all prison art and writing is about time. I just crossed a taxicab with a flat tire on Hamilton Street, its rubber and metal over the concrete sounding like an exquisite drum corps in strict cadence near Rodin's gates of hell. Like Minos, he can't kill the bull, and can't remember what Gustin's red lips look like with boombox wheels 100 years after the execution of Emperor Maximilian. A sign that our fantasies just look like utopias. With the big museum on my left, I think back to the herd-like crowds at the Hopper, and wonder if they'll be regal at the Renoir. Or should I try to find more of Woodman's porno pictures liberated from their trees or from the same tree? The artist who said that is bound to win in a late season slump as he continues the thought that only an insect would escape cosmic pessimism. And here I am thinking about the housekeeper at the Sheridan and why she left me forget-me-not seeds. I'll always remember the way she made my bed, just the way I like it, a little loose at the bottom. I can empathize with known killers, but I'm with Britney Spears drawing and breaking the cycle with dignity. I just literally bumped into Wolfgang Van Halen at Four Seasons on my way to the Mesa's Crossing Pub to shoot a beer before hearing how Luis Rodriguez first saw David Henderson in Berkeley at 18 with a bullet, as they say. He knows what it feels like when your family loves you until you become an artist. Always running, projecting the dark as light, just like Harry Smith's brain drawings around 1950, and very automatic like my old-time Kentucky backstep. I'm a real buck and wing dancer when I want to be. And I don't want to forget to tell you about Bolaño's ham sandwiches. And that I buy books instead of dinner. And only ones that are hermetic bound and tough. So the Hermeticities are just imaginings and memories of cities that have affected me that I write while I'm not in those cities. That's sort of my serial poem. The technological promise of connectivity. These judicial hickeys whisper to remember and to not remember. To not remember is to dismember. Agency cannot only be survival, and only evil people maintain systems of administration. Because we produce it, we wake up in it, the portrait of the self that is not. Hallucinations for the real abyss. Storage locker decay, an organic insurrection, pure emerald green trending toward vibrating growth, plants thrusting through mid-city rust, spinning, sitting still at the edge of twisting fright, an exaltation in the names of people. That time Uncle Steve left a mantis egg in a drawer, billions of praying twigs emerging and engulfing us, hatless and disheveled, choked by the sudden rise of green. Sifting reprieve from already over-anxious nerves, our love gleamed lonely in the neighbor's brush-grown field. Still Grandma's ivy wraps the southern red oak, echoing above an eastern whippoorwill. In Portsmouth toward Kentucky, no dogs for tracking. Strange properties, ancient, haunted, and hollow. Grayish, gentle daylight rain on this railway cut, and the road from here is chest high in wreckage. Horizontal discs poised on busted axles. A rig that had no chance clogging down the highway. We whine unintelligible prayers in electric stupor. No way out of this tessellating cryptic pull. Indigo and violet get settled into deep infiltration. A network architecture made to soften our alienation. Bloodthirsty ignition. Cops vomiting in great straw chairs. Sirens, silence, imaginary rain. A rational collective trembling. Our oldest feelings stay stuck and indifferent. Whatever happened to mass screaming? Bored on fleek. I miss going to the bank with her. Now we get imagined wealth. There is a form for everything at the end of distant storms. I stand eyes closed, crows at the door. Crow or rook. Police maggot brain. Lavish city patronage. Money edged up long, cacophonous streets. Worm-destroying lozenges proud of Oakland's erasure. The public face of cameras, tweed and wool left to burn. On the other hand, we can draw disobedient lines or we can die. Without music, without memory, without perception, and without the circulation of blood. Tangled linkages against everyone. These are all written since I moved to California, all the non-Hermeticities poems. Variations on the March. Everybody is psychic right before they die. I stop and listen to the street's tone. A cascading drift of language bangs overhead, carrier doves spit on modern tombstones, condominiums in the kill zone to incite a toppling cycle. I spread corn oil and wine over new cornerstones, over these landmarks of eternal occupation. It's starting to feel like fatality has its comforts. In sleeping, I go nowhere looking like a corpse that has accepted its rest. On the way to the march, I pass new recruits expecting humiliation as they are mocked, trampled, and speaking in bankers' tongues. A narrow blade falls from my hands, the wind mixed with vinegar. I am tripping over boxes from old world wars, filled with receipts from giant Detroit land grabs, red tape and the usual gimmicks of liberalism. Power won't leave a state one dystopia. So it's been a year of Eric Dolphy and Black Sabbath. Opaque isolation, while I text myself cutting into already salted wounds. A revolution of the stars doesn't do anything on the street. They are cultivating divination and data dumps and closing pool halls for yoga and charter schools, greenlighting coal money and bike shares for upper middle Citibank patrons. It has always been this blank. It has always been this bleak. Collectively, we remember imperialism putting the rest on permanent mute. Woo! Thank you. I thought it was Jim for a second. You just came in the room. You missed my Philadelphia poem.
Can you read it again?
At the house. Into the Rushing Abyss. This was written for Patrick Dennigan. He's a great Olson scholar. Mascalero reminds me of Gould's Bach, concerto for harpsichord and strings in G minor, but I'm flipping out at and through a beastly Henry James imagination machine. We are deep at the end of fog, a refiguration of the tenderloin's Byzantine parallels. I mean swelling gentrification, broken with the sensible. The storm is off our shoulders now. For a moment more, we have internalized our weathering trends. The Nietzschean knowledge kills action versus action precedes knowledge. I'm sick of the lessons in Hamlet. From the portals of my brain out, I have read far too much looking into their eyes, losing my mind to live happily ever after. There was a great deal in between the repetition of successive hells, needle dreams, a soundtrack, and I take my dizzy leave. We are such stuff as thoughts are made on, door walking, bending condemned beans like a crow riding an eagle. Not everybody is available for viewing on request, a tangle of wild roses mocking orange, moving annotations like John Wiener's inconsistent fountain. I long for the silent movie days rather than recorded talking, unless it's that Huey Newton speech, that kids just like you will emerge, even in violence. I cannot imagine not forever on Earth. Freddie said Sir Francis Drake was a monster, intoxicated on social leveling. Tonight the mind and tomorrow the hearts. I am being vanished in a friendly way. At sunrise the crows fly, filling the sky, so we keep on keeping our distances. Solace comes in brunch with Tongo, who reminds me, brother, do not work without thinking. Distinguish the desire to connect from the desire to work with others. Vigilant watchfulness. Baby ethnographers humpbacking their elders. Oregon Trail was the video game version of colonization for consoles and post office oppression. This little war of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. A paper war, lonely in the office mirrors. A war of credit transactions, as yet not anguish, it is joy at death itself that I wanted. Striking Red Eden, the sound of sliding blades, twitching tissue and nuclear gnosis, disclaimer colonialism. Or why the U.S. Senate is inhabited entirely by millionaires with angel envy. Family critique drum bumps and desperate blind living, but I want the strife of love in a dream. Bricks beneath the struggling rays of sun through the glassy barrier of boardrooms. Storms in teacups, jasmine and copper. Then vacancy, the elusive goal. Abolish wall calendars in favor of the human abstract. Weaving disciplinary technologies, producing a clone oblivion network, the Western banner, hammering old elements, robes of blood bind, a mistaken doctrine of the night's frowning form, here in this taxed mind, a dictation of spirits, familiar ghosts. Certain movements at given moments. Far too many humans in this post-human universe. The moon dies whenever you look. You make me foolish over and over, 20 more times in torn, deforested forests, stupidity in my rising sign, a theatrics of pyrotechnics, no dancing among fallen statues, passing from one sovereign to the next acceleration. Fear is the norm in the immediately vanishing ground of the citizen. Bucky Fuller's spaceship disastrously veering off course, a shady time imprint of knotted cane and Toledo sword. How will we ever replace every language we've submerged? Not with some rando crystal, scattering enriched guts of strangled rocks and deny us then persistent weather. We continue naming things that already had names. Durr's selfie in a fur coat. Rose Celavie memeing. The commons with six kinds of magic, and now we stand in advertising under street yoga temples. We have always been untrue in our unfriendly games. We are sleeping with the already sleeping, and we will not require a safe landing space because the sinking ground has to do. Hunting iron. Scent of the soil in a bottle of gunpowder. A blacksmith's persistent glow, and he hung his cutlass up on a cut of highway rarely traveled. Oscar, everywhere and nowhere. A big procession stalling out in the doorway of 19th Street Station. One slip and we all enter the bloody merriment of a gun firing 20 times. So we celebrate him by slowly falling off our stools as we pray for a torrent of rainwater. the last interview. Our bodies ornaments for banks crashing in streets, dreaming of the mental refreshment of political ether. A life congested with police internally and cops externally. News headlines that read the smiling reign of bureaucrats or wasps flock where orchids bloom. One more step in any direction and I will be fully possessed with capital's game of sleeping beauty. Displacement is now the second definition of disaster after whiteness in the expanding bone dictionary of empire. And we are our crisis. We need to recognize through hundreds of years of oppression analysis that nothing is different. We frame selfies in nihilistic museums as the planet returns to dust and the moon brushes its shoulders off in perpetuity. A tremendous ooze escapes City Hall. Hashtag vape life is not the revolution I was waiting on. The altars are too crowded for actual healing. There's no rooms for trees or people in a city dedicated to bandwidth. I look to crows and how they refuse migration, watching the paling of everything. Who will guard the guards themselves? The story of the sun that died yesterday and how everything's dead until then. A Philip Whalen love poem. First of all, I was sitting there and I knew it was her. Last of all, I knew she had a message, and that message was love. A few more. Intellectual blackmail. There is nothing little about white lies. My own book of them begins and extends and before and into my sweat. This mind, a painted puppet diseased with colonialism and the false imaginings of bloodlines. Also a massive case of indigenous amnesia. Dear clan relatives submerged with stray whispers on white strings, while a larger group of puppets collapses in a box at the end of every show. The nightshade of the right to life. Perfected biopolitical prisoners with stringless ancestors anchoring isolation and screen time. Zombie chronos, because most nihilists are white and in the lazy days of the end, ignoring the production of revolution as our climate collapses because of cops. And the last delusions of the meaning to serve and protect. The academic lubrication of social justice will not bring down the oligarchs, the prisons. There is no such thing as a little white lie in this cult of grinning capitalists. Poisonous ingenuity. In the shifting foundations of shaking houses before the law keeps itself kept by a doorkeeper who keeps nothing, the door remaining open and open onto nothing. Garrett was right, fuck you, Derrida. A vehicle for phantoms, the starlit meerkats, a massive army of loving refusals. The decadents have moved to the corner store, and there too, Abraxas and slurpy posture of death under sonship Sabbaths, a robbing gentrification, aka the creative economy, expanding the western threshold, wrapped in sovereign body, sacred body. We cannot live forever in a city of men, exposed to death in the camera lens. No longer living animals, our living cities will kill us all. So we hide with plastic lights all that really hangs above. We float away in the city distance. We carry the past in pill form. We pray to the false promise of collapsing states. We abate a dimming Big Dipper. We encourage the heart attack by engaging the dominant distillation. And I'll close with this. Eyes too dangerous to stand around. I won't ease away. To be painting is to work alone, night unto daylight, of distances in a leaky style. Even if I do not understand what I am, this is me, it must be, aging slowly and at top speed. A cold rain leaking chaos, corpses lifted out of headlines, in a circle, in a statement, prologue to great cataclysms. The ground is trying to write, but my fingers are numb. And the radios all told me that what was not lost can't be found. I feel dizzy and in a different hunger. Rings of trees through smoke facing the canvas alone again. Noise. Feedback. I am not yet bright enough. Only intensity matters in this espionage of lines. I'm looking for crosswalk signs that make us all more mobile as we sleep through heaven and a horizontal moon. The light up ahead means she is arriving, cursing antagonism. Hurts till it don't. Ghost yachts in parentheses dropped abandoned. What separates us keeps us fragile. Micah Ballard has entered the two-book club of Bootstrap Press, meaning this is his second Bootstrap book. He took a break to let City Lights publish a book of his a couple years ago, so we forgave
nice
him of that. Yeah, but he's back home where he belongs. His first book was launched out here in 2009 at PA's Lounge at a reading that I don't remember.
But you were there.
I was there, yes. I read. It was
very some heavy whiskey days back
that
then.
That was some heavy whiskey days back then and some Johnny Thunders and intonation for sure. Anyway, Micah and Sunny Lynn came out and read from their two books, Parish Cruise and Palm, From Palm to Pine. And now Micah has a new book called Afterlives. Micah is from Louisiana, lives in San Francisco for the last 16 or 17 years. I met him in 2000 in the city of San Francisco. He's just a great friend and an amazing poet, and he's here to launch his new book, Afterlives. So please welcome him to Gloucester for his first time.
Thanks, Amanda and Henry and everyone at the Gloucester Writers Center for having us here. It's been quite alchemical and amazing. Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to play with something. So thanks, Derek, for printing this. I'm just going to read from a... so I'll just go through. And it's Civil Retva on the back, which is got evil in there. There's a bunch of sequential poems, some longer ones in here, prose blocks that I've kind of like, I think of them as sonnets on steroids or something that I've been kind of doing. So I'll read some of those, and yeah. The first one is Indivisadero. Between brass rails you enter and levitate to the top. Two small lamps lead the ascension and vanish with the stairs as you near. Every key must be turned opposite in order for pulses of delusion and rims of blue velvet to initiate a greeting. A long pale arm ushers you in, and a painted animal of peculiar species howls at the ceiling. They are happy, not enraged. There is a sense of achievement here, and the award is recognizing one's arrival. Bound branches rise from a vase and turn into antlers. A zebra yawns on a sarcophagus of paper. It is alive, and the books have a talent for disappearing. Everyone is a friend, and the invitation to communicate is active. A wall of mirrors enlarges the room, but they do not interrupt the experience. All this only steps away from a balcony. There is no balcony. A sliding door opens to bars at the waist. You have to hold your drink. More masks and lamps that turn into trombones as quick as they do bronze tulips. I'm looking at myself and feel more confident than ever. The light must be kind, or it's the city burning behind me. I feel like I should, and don't mind staying that way. The kitchen interrupts again with its narcotic light. Jars from Africa, Romania, Greece, Arizona. I say this to be corrected. An antique clock ticks underneath a cabinet. Different effect, same success. Everything is made by hand. Nothing is manufactured. In the mirror, I read, discus starred with premonitions. Throw yourself out of yourself and watch the fog rise above my shoulders. It's a luxury worth enduring, essential features ever presenting. Vesper chimes. Crumbling Edwardian, awake at 3, I fuge eats hissing into reaching tours, fires over marshes where my clay lamp used to burn. The mansion is of Saturn, its exaltation Mars. Nothing flattering but imperial robes, wishing ink stains at every leisure. Thank the bloodroot and Cherokee rose, the first of millions to lick the shores. Say hello to my new necropolis, whose voice is like a plate of rocks, noisy, but controlled when carried. Accept the apologies herewith. I have lost my place in service of persuasion. How ahead of the game, how behind the times. a fluid presence, shooting straight up to collapse. Octaves later. Beyond the nerve tonic, I came up rather quickly. Now it's a way of saying something as if another century had passed, not just polishing the ghost hand, but remaining parallel to the flux. So how should I say what you would better, or how would I without you? Let there be bonus dungeons and main quest factions. Let there be counterstates ancillary to the actual, and whatever that means. I am speaking about a vacant hissing, quickening calms that don't belong here. Our commonality is full term, given up to the multiphasic. I think of my perfect first as a secondary act of attending to worlds whose gains are never recent, but persistent enough to emerge without passing. Nails Annex, which is a gallery. It was an old nail store, obviously, but a gallery on past Cesar Chavez up Mission, where they did great readings and art shows and so forth. It was shut down a while back. I shot him a message, arcane lettering on a lit Roman candle, another fountain peak from a puce daybed. Touching their heads with it, one magnificence swallows the chain and trumps the other. Phrases that meant something when you could mean them. Half reclining nude, half barbarian chieftain, the answer is to do them all. Black glass set in white porcelain rings. Anything convenient should be more convenient. I was also freshly smoked and bathed, one of those non-technological senses of awareness. Find the fetish or bring the fiend. Fainting rooms, baby sledgehammers, a promise to Egypt. I entered into a banquet of questions and played the embarrassment for a new version of the past. Transport, transpose, transcribe. We step out to live within. There's some obvious Kenneth Anger references in there. I apologize if I don't see where. A ticket to Tel Aviv. It's killing season and there's an absence in the inventory. Via that, I jammed the blinds so they could watch. Tell me how, and I will. See now how words do? We fill in the spaces we are left to fill. Pan, Astarte, Isis, Hecate. Let me get to the symptoms later. I ordered a long one and felt like a real lord. A noose in the hero's bedroom. It's like that in the otherness. You wake up at the end of another coda and sort out the dimensions into a rare Strauss waltz. Well, I'm trying to skip around, but I'm only on page 18. Do you mind if I stand, too? It's kind of weird to sit down. Oh, no.
No, I can do it.
I'll just lay back. It's fine.
Do you want to stand? I got this.
It's all right.
Many do.
I know. Now I don't want to. So many people do it. A sunbolt for the outliers. Always dreams of sitting down doing reading anyway. I don't know why I'd want to force myself against it. A sunbolt for the outliers. Think of me as your unseen host who samples the medication. One stab at the miracle tab, then a new ribbon to honor the rest. I haloed them in one sitting and left the distribution for their makers, a forest of columns to cross and disappear in. Chance has always ordained me to brief awakenings, disordered states in their nerve domain. None of them matter until reaching the harbor. At first, you are their minder who samples the medication. Later, a crawling king snake of mimeoed fandom. Think of me as your unseen host, a one-night stand sewn into the fabric of a stranger's shirt, new and borrowed for the weekend. Rent an apocalypse. East Bay acquaintances, trombone shorty, here and there pinches. I came from a long line of women, cash only, and all of the concentric spheres, of course. On behalf of the rest, this captioning is made available by memory riffs and victim history, pale copies of what a moth might see. Prior to them, I was never able to reach appropriate embodiment until now. Sorry I'm late. All morning, it's been innocent flames from the waist up. Let me cross without looking. You know how long it takes, the space occupied by use in the first ray's sense. Provisions. The ingredients don't know they're being added. They want us phoned in, loosely smothered, without a cosmos. I lean on a dead pen, the page of cups reversed. Speak plainly, snake, before I light you up. Our sleep is short, a holy high of blinking codes, peculiar fares, warring factions. In lieu of that, follow the ash back. I know you want the classics, but what about the new miracles? This is a measure for likeness. The emblem was right. It should have been an awakening, a ready being. Instead, bloody ribbons, business of the underground, gold boards trapped under bold-faced leaf. I toyed briefly with an eventual, then colored the affect into triple slashes, muted by an upward smash. And here it is again, serving my signature, one music opposing the other. The capital letters are temples, the sentences are cities. I would rest in their confines and wake to a river of ash, my androgynous youth revived by a scent box. Who strikes these responsive chords anyway? I use what's in reach and leave what's needed to the vamping, not to possess, but be possessed. Any gathering is a gathering to my kind, present company included. This is a short history of tricks. Acid drop, rocket air, hippie twist, stink bug, sex change, scare walk, Sally grind, cess slide, gay twist, no comply, body jar, staple gun, finger flip, crossbone, text plant, rock and roll, layback, Sean Penn, nose bone, helipop, primo, dark slide, slappy Madonna, Christ air, sad plant, Benihana, hurricane, ho ho, holy mammoth, pole jam, disaster. That's a list poem of skateboard tricks off of launch ramps in the 80s that some of you might, if you've ever watched The Search for Animal Chen, maybe not. The flowers are trimmed low so the guests can see one another. Yves Saint Laurent and Oscar de la Renta, thanks for always having my back, my unfortunate skin a locust to your cult. I've always enjoyed the fittings, but we'll go to no trouble and allow the interferences the way we used to. Lots of walking with parallel interiors. Leave the late nights to the newly. We live in their presences without being oppressed by their lives. Sun drugs. It's kind of felt like today at Wiser outside. I live off a diamond of unmade music. And cultivate the crushing, even when your verb indicates a bias. For a more fugitive account, check Chateau Marmont. They ascend as one imagines them, holy water fonts punished by ceilings. A guest of a guest of a guest, my selected slurs are a course on escape work alone. Forget about the dated concern seeking rapture. I feel texted and not worthy of conversation. My union a narrative of caves, working a crowded black light. Whatever the variant, at least it's time released. If I don't return, remember, it was out of ritual. I do believe the second word of this poem is made up. Tell me after, I think it is. Untitled Florence. Probably don't even say it right. Scattered implementia, writhing on my bunk, I stand in its flame, a thorn of corns, shoveling couplets. The cuts are biblical and voices ornamental. One more reliquary than I can marry the hearts into a bridge. Their words, already mine, already pushing out for more. I never thought I'd see Jack Boyce upside down or George Herm shaking lightning into a nation of hyperlinks. Nothing but the bulb and keeping the chords in tune. Who are these nuances with all their variants anyway? When I said Valencia, I meant the Desidero. Don't let my ignorance map me. It makes rank with the work. I'll just be honest, I think this poem is very much in service of John Wiener's, which, but it's also in service of having a 5.5-year-old. He won't let me sleep alone. This bag is much traveled. On the right of my bed are two heads. One is always fleeing, the other stays, though it is discontent on where it is. I accept them both as penal servitude, having become the scene of their preparations. Even if I managed to escape, I'd reconstruct this elsewhere. The mask I used to wear possessed the power of being everywhere at once. Now my head is starting to show, and I'm afraid I'll remain an ornament of our time. I would like to be released into a holy dimness, but my pain is being appeased, and my sort appeals to it. How are we doing on time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Isle of Naxos. Spark the prologue cameo. I'm tired of this tyrant on the set. Basic riffing, filtered with a touch of now, it seems. Are we crashing through our visit, or slaying half nights in the central truck? Part-time poet, full-time charlatan, get mobbed or learn how to run it. Now let's not get too emphatic. This beast is more than a bore. He's extraordinarily a bore. Are you talking about me or Oscar Wilde? I'm talking about smoking a mountain for a full night's sleep. Bleached out, crystal clear, dream team. Finally, my debut as headmistress. Does that mean no more too many? No, just not that much. How much is too much? I don't know. Maybe just easy on the all the times. It says, smoke rings. The problem with you, says McNaughton, is you like pleasure too much. In keeping with signature features, I crush the shrine and pray for vultures too, each crux as pictorial and bon vivant as I please. On the lurid side, the script was a snare. Oh, the surge, oh, the bellows, Homer knew it. The galleries are lived in, not rented for the weekend. Mute the lights and meet my crumpled horn. About its music, the best notes are given up front, the better played for inferior years. Fewer the words, many their parlors, the most minute elements ferry us out to see further. Don't try to understand, learn of me while I do you. We might pass without galaxy, but at least the connectives bring a new climate of feeling. Let's see. Oh, I found a Mel Treme biography of Judy Garland on the ground. And yeah, these are all lines from Mel Treme. Mutual broadcasting. Kind of. Chance discoveries, obscurity into oblivion, playing a few hearts much to our liking. I was careful to use the right words, those that change meaning when heard. I sang and was hissed, the next night worshipped and hit with pennies. It was a balmy evening, so I set the applause meter to standard programming. Don't even battle-ash, they weren't leading hotels, just sorry landmarks imperial for a stroll. There are calm days and days of riots. I look at my hands, disgusted and amazed. Am I taking advantage, or the extractions weaker? Better off milking it and pretending I'm a man. Everything said will be a standing ovation. Do a favor and pass the grand amber. I need something young in eternity. Anywhere on the page is fine. All right, just a few more here. You're my J. DeFeo. Invisible as the atmosphere, you're always there. Notched and dark like the cutting edge of the seashore. The country is Japan, and I'm feeling just as ambiguous as our weekends. Your mother's rings, gold and onyx, and my hair still on fire to thatch that filthy cottage. The animals are mildly amused, seen afloat in the skyline, and the sex life, good advice by the thousands, one guillotine at a time. In regards to the entourage, I'm still forgetting my standards, all-day bibliomancy for a rapture in the subtitles. The blank parts serve as a reservoir. The blind measure one's ability. Now I know when to blur the becoming, equal wings without revealing. The procedure relies on its own, living symbols, controlled by thirst. Whenever they appear, I appear, and I can braid them into rays even if you're not. It's a rendezvous worth keeping. Each harvest better than last, and we're free to move in our own circles. Helios. A red fox scarf, crisp in elegance, makeup tracks with big cracks, or bent giant postcards, drinking in my traveling dark room. Watch out for hanging veins, meaning limbs or nerves exposed. Tutocanula is 3,500 feet high, and I throw it on to love its weight. In the pyramids, my memory pipe writes Puerto Rican blue, wishing crush marks like swamp flowers. Then I cut the air with my black horns. It used to be easy pretending to be a passenger. Now I'm a winged lion sleeping on floors. Here's the last one. Chicago. The carpet had green flames, or were they mountains in front of yellow temples? Red waves swooping into casual tents, tents of flowers, diamonds that circle the center. Is that a painting of Circe, or is it Medea and the chariot of the sun? Either or, it's as if the chandeliers had stained them. There are mirrors on the doors, framed by ballroom walls. All the walls, all the doors, and Eileen Miles laughing at her phone while Alice entertains another question, her hair very wizardly and long like Jay Maskus live at the Fillmore. Why do we need bodies, she says. Everyone I ever loved has left me.